Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, beloved ones. This is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba with my wife, Tarina Mwamba, here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, broadcasting live on Blog Talk Radio here on the Mwamba World Outreach School of Ministry. Well, it gives me great joy once again to be back with you on air to share the Word of God. You know, I'm called a pastor teacher, and I've got this burning desire in me, fire in my bones, to teach the Word of God. And so it gives me great pleasure to see that many of you have been following us, and we are over 5,000 listeners to these broadcasts. What an encouragement. What an encouragement. You know, we have a Bible school running online, the Well of Life Bible College online school with headquarters here in Dallas, Texas. I have students studying in Zambia, students in England, the UK, students in Uganda, students in South Africa, students in Kenya, and students in Tanzania and here within the United States of America. We have a one-year program running. I'm the president, founder and president of the Word of Life Bible College. And I'll encourage you, if you want to join or enroll for the next year's or next semester's class meeting next year, you need to go to Facebook and look for Bishop Mwamba, or look for the Word of Life Bible College page, and there submit your name and say, Bishop Mwamba, I would like to be a student in a one-year program 2017. When we get your name, I'll respond to you and give you the data that we require from you. It's a pleasure at this time, you know, to learn, to grow in the things of God. Because, you see, God is depending on you to be on the cutting edge of ministry and bring multitudes to the kingdom of God. If you don't do it, who is going to do it? If you don't preach, who is going to preach? So this is important for you and me to utilize the time that the Lord has given us. I was trained in Nigeria initially, where I did my 2 years of Bible study. Not Bible study, such as Bible school. I was with Archbishop Peter Hossa, Benson Idahosa, the founder of Church of God Mission International. After 2 years, I graduated with an Associate of Arts degree. I was a senior school prefect of the All Nations for Christ Bible Institute. And then I was ordained upon graduation. I was ordained to the ministry as minister. And so I'm a fully ordained minister of God. I came to Zambia in Africa, started the ministry in Luanda, the town where I grew up and worked as a big boss, and founded a church called the Pentecostal Believers Church of God. So far, right now, they should be averaging around 300 to 400 members. I acquired a big plot of land of 5 acres, built a Bible college where I started training men and women for the ministry, and I so far trained over 100 pastors and evangelists. Then I began building a church, which is complete, and began building missionary homes, which are also complete, and started preaching on radio and television and traveled around the world. I've been to Europe, ministered in Amsterdam, in London, in South Wales, Cardiff, in Port Talbot. I've been to Sweden, ministered in Sweden with my friend Lashkana. Had a great time there in Alingsås, Kumla, Henne, Vågade, and many other towns in Sweden. Then God brought me to Massachusetts, where I did my Master of Divinity degree program at Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary. And also I received a honorary Doctor of Divinity degree from Christian Bible College in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I've traversed the United States. I'm very good friends with Richard Roberts, son of Oral Roberts, who came to Zambia and held a big and powerful crusade that involved the then President Frederick Chiluba. We are very good friends with President Chiluba. Visited many dignitaries in Zambia, been with Brigadier General Meanda, I was with the Secretary General, Gray Zulu. I've been at State House with Arthur Yoyo. I've been to State House a couple of times under the invitation of the former president, President Chiluba. And I've been very involved with government officials before I came to the United States. I was very involved with mayors and the permanent secretaries and members of parliament and ministers of government. I've had interactions with the great ambassadors, like ambassador from Kenya to Zambia. I've visited him as we were planning to hold a crusade in Nairobi with President Moi. I've been to Botswana, and I was planning to have a big audience with President Masire, since a good friend of mine, Father Mwamba of the Anglican Church, is married to the president's daughter. I've had a lot of interaction. I've traveled a lot in Africa. I've been to Nairobi, Kenya, ministered to Zimbabwe, South Africa. And here we are now in the United States, pulling down strongholds and establishing the work of God. We have a ministry, the Word of Life Bible Church, that is registered here in Dallas, Texas, under this Texas law. And we have a Bible school running, which eventually we want to build an actual school where students will sit in the class and get teachings from us. So consistently, I would like to keep it a consistent thing to preach and teach on this particular media with Blog Talk Radio. I'm also on YouTube. I'll ask your prayers that I get back on YouTube. I've got tapes that I posted and recordings that are there right now. But I'm planning to get back. So please ask your prayers so I can quickly get back and start ministering on YouTube. Well, dear friends, today's message is taken from the book of Acts and chapter number 16. If you are looking at the advertisement or the promotion I put on Facebook, you'll see it says Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba presents When Doors Are Closed, Acts 16, verse 6-8. I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a Bible, open with me, and let's read together. Hear the word of the Lord. Now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Now, the title of my message is When Doors Are Closed. You know, we know very well, we Christians and men of God and soldiers of the cross, we know about open doors. We pray, oh, God is going to open doors for me. I'm going to go preach in London. I'm going to preach all over the Netherlands. By the way, I've been to the Netherlands. I've preached all over Amsterdam. And I lived in Utrecht. But anyway, we'll say, oh, God is going to open doors. But you know, many times when we talk about ministry opportunities, we do not think about closed doors. Even me, up to the time I've been in ministry for so many years, you know, excuse me. You know, God called me to ministry in 1980, December 8, 1980. And from the day that God called me, I've never ever thought of closed doors. What are closed doors? All I thought of was open doors. I quit my job with Power Division, sell my cars, put the fleece, and I was on my way, got the money. This man miraculously comes to my house, buys my VW car, gives me cash in a wrapped brown bag like he had a McChicken from McDonald's or something. But it was full of cash. That money, I bought the air ticket, left the kids in Zambia with their parents, the grandparents, and traveled to Nigeria, cut away from everybody for 2 years. Friends, those are open doors. And in my way going there, in Cameroon, my bags were held back by the air hostess saying that they were, you know, overweight and needed to pay so much money, and I didn't have, I had traveler's checks, but the banks, by the time the plane was taken off, the banks were not opened where I could cash the money. A lady who was traveling the same way I was going volunteered and just said, hey, what's the problem? She's a Cameroonian. She says, don't worry, I'm going to pay for you. She paid for my bags. You understand? And my bags were on the plane, and I landed in Lagos. In the meantime, the lady I was with, she's a Zambian married to a Nigerian, and she had gone to the hotel because I remained at the airport with a guy going to Portugal. By the time we were finished with immigration, the transit bus that was taking all the passengers in my plane, on my plane, which was at that time British Caledonia, they were taken to the hotel, and the bus couldn't come back, and we missed the trip to go to the hotel. So this guy going to Portugal and me, we slept in the transit center where you change your planes, you know, transit. And then that was a blessing because the lady who went to the hotel, when she came back, she found that her bag, one of her bags was missing. So there was like some thievery there at the airport. But the point is, God opening doors, and he has been opening doors in my life. I've never experienced what I might call closed doors. But having been here in America and ministered in many places, I've experienced closed doors. You said, Bishop, what are you talking about? I'm talking about closed doors. Listen, here is the great man of God, the Apostle Paul. He's about to go preach and do the will of God, which he has been doing. But the Bible tells us that in Acts 16, in verse 6 to 8, that now when they had gone through Phrygia and regions of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, who forbid them? The Holy Spirit. What does the word forbid mean? The word forbid means stop you or close the door. When you are forbidden to do something, that means that thing has been, there's a stop that you can't do this. You understand? You can't go this way. You can't turn right. You have to go straight forward. There's no left turn and there's no right turn. You are forbidden to turn right or turn left. The Bible said the Holy Ghost forbid them. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. See, there are many things the Holy Spirit will forbid you. You'll be forbidden to go to a certain city by the Holy Ghost. You'll be forbidden to do certain things by the Holy Ghost. But we do not listen. You see, for a season, God can forbid you from doing certain things. See, like here in Dallas, we believe in God for a mega church. Believe in God that would establish a work that will grow in leaps and bounds. But it hasn't happened yet. We are getting thousands of people listening to us on the media, by airwaves, by the printed page, by the broadcasts I'm doing. We are reaching thousands. But, you know, our intention is to see the thousands seated in a church building, and we are looking at them eye to eye, or what they call eyeball to eyeball. But God has got another way he's playing the game. In a way, I would say we are forbidden, as it was, to stand before a congregation, have thousands of people looking at us as we minister. But God has given us thousands, invisible audience, which we cannot see, but they are there. Friends, God has ways of forbidding you from doing certain things. Now you might say, whoa. You see, when certain things are not happening, it doesn't mean you haven't prayed enough. When your ministry, maybe, which you picked, maybe prison ministry or whatever it is, it's not growing, it's not moving. Maybe God has forbidden you to do that. Many times we think, hey, I can preach the word of God anywhere. Not anywhere. Here, God forbid the Apostle Paul to preach the word in Asia. Not that he was going for a tour just to have pleasure or a vacation. He was going to do the will of the Lord. And the will of the Lord is to preach the word of God. That's what that was the intention of the Apostle Paul, to go preach in Asia. God, the Holy Ghost, forbid him from going there. See, many times when we are forbidden of the Holy Ghost, we think we have failed in our prayer life. When the Holy Ghost tells us, no, it's not time for you to go on radio, it's not time for you to start television. Oh, we try television and things don't work. We say, well, it's not the will of God that I do these things. Maybe it's the timing. See what I'm saying? And also, it could be that God has forbidden you by the Holy Ghost not to do it. It says there in verse 7, after they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, but the Holy Spirit suffered them not. See, it wasn't only one time that the Holy Spirit stopped them. But also here, they're trying to go into, you know, Bithynia. That's what it says. They assayed to go into Bithynia, means they planned to go into Bithynia. But the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord, suffered them not. What does that word suffered them not mean? That means the Holy Spirit did not allow them to do it. Friends, when the Holy Spirit closes the door, let me tell you what, no matter what you can do, you will never open it. When you see, God has said in the book of Revelation, when I close a door, no man can open. And when I open, no man can shut. What I'm saying, friends, is this. When God closes a door for you to do something, he knows why he has closed that door. Stop fighting against the door. You understand? Stop fighting and doing things in the flesh, because there will be no money for you to run the ministry. There will be no money for you to operate. Don't fight against closed doors. Leave them alone and do something else. You try a business venture and you're just struggling year after year. That's a closed door. Forget about it. Pick something new. Do something fresh. Whenever there is a struggle in whatever you're doing and it's beyond the normal, it's too much of a struggle to do something. Friend, maybe you're fighting against the Holy Spirit himself. That door is closed. We booked a hall here in Dallas. We're just starting a ministry, paying almost $200 after every service. But as we began, you see, we needed to be known. We didn't get so much of a big attendance coming for the meetings. I realized, I said, you know, it's not yet time for us to venture in this particular area. Because just because something is not working doesn't mean you have lost the anointing. Just because a certain door is closed and things are not working doesn't mean God has deserted you. Just because your cell group or your Bible study is not growing at that time does not mean that God has not called you to do something in the kingdom. There are certain things the Holy Spirit forbids us to do. He will stop you from doing certain things. That doesn't mean you're not anointed. Don't you tell me that when the Apostle Paul was stopped by the Holy Ghost to go preach in Asia, the Apostle Paul is not anointed, was not anointed. He was and he is. Look at his work, which we read. All the books, the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, the book of 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, Philippians, Galatians, even the book of Hebrews was written by the Apostle Paul. They were written by the Apostle Paul. Just because certain thing is not working in one area doesn't mean that God has deserted you. Maybe God is speaking to you and said, don't do this. Me, I've come to learn to respect God when he closes doors. Not to fight against them doors and just to prove myself that I can do it. We are not in the proving business that I can do it. I can preach like T.D. Jakes. I can preach like Kenneth Copeland. I can do this. No, it's doing the will of God according to the call that that God has deposited upon our lives. When you don't utilize your call, you're walking in somebody else's call. See, in the book of Joel, chapter 8, it says, I think in Joel 2, 8 or something, it says, they shall run like mighty men, and they shall keep their ranks. Keeping your rank means know how you are running and keep within your confines. Keeping within your confines means keep on in your track. Don't crisscross and go to other people's track. You're called as a pastor, keep that anointing and calling of a pastor. You're called as an evangelist, keep that anointing and calling of an evangelist. Do not go into other tracks where God has not called you, like being a prophet. You start to prophesy from morning till evening, and you know you are lying even when you are prophesying. It's not coming from the Holy Spirit. That is Ichabod. You know what Ichabod is? The glory of the Lord has departed. Stop lying. Be real, friends. There are doors that God will close and there are doors that God will open. I'm not embarrassed to say certain doors I've run into were closed. Happened in this city of Dallas. I've had people in this place before I came to resettle. They'll give me thousands and thousands of dollars. $10,000. Just one family right here in Dallas. $5,000. $3,000. They would buy me clothes at one time, over $500 of clothes, shoes. But now I'm here, you know, the tables have changed. I've got to labor for it myself. That doesn't mean that the anointing is not upon my life because I'm not receiving the $10,000 I received before. No. It's just that God has changed his performance. God has changed his game. Move with the Spirit. When God changes the game, change with him. That's why many pastors, they think it's a shame to work. Work, my friend. What are you going to eat if you don't work? How are you going to rent your home? How are you going to have mobility if you don't work? I know in Africa, a pastor many times has not got to work. I resigned my high-paying job in Zambia, went into full-time ministry because that's the trend in Africa. You got to resign your job. You got to be full-time in the Lord's calling as pastor. And then big things begin to happen. But that's the wrong concept. When I came here in the United States, I came to realize, my friend, if you're going to depend on full-time ministry and say people are going to support me and they are not there, sometimes, you know, they will not support you. And guess what? You're going to bite your fingers. And what are you going to eat? Zero. And you're going to be an embarrassment to the kingdom of God. But listen, we have had to stand our ground and know that the calling of God is without repentance and is upon our lives. But God will close those. The Bible said in verse 7, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. When the Holy Spirit stops you not to do something, obey him. There is a reason why. We like pushing on closed doors. We like to say, can I command you, Satan, get out of the way. I got to go. It's not Satan. It's the Holy Ghost is stopping you, telling you, friend, this is not your call. You're not supposed to be in this arena. Find something else to do. And so, you know, it really touches my heart when I see that God can open and God can also close doors. And, you know, it's amazing that God can put favor upon you. And sometimes the favor of the Lord will be distant from you. See, the Bible said, that the Lord said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. But when you really look at it, what did Esau do? Nothing. It's just that God has got his own priorities. He has given some of our friends in ministry mega churches here in America. People like Creflo Dollar with thousands of members. Ricky Rush, thousands of members. T.D. Jakes, thousands of members. Well, when you wind up with 20 people in your locality, don't worry. That's your call. Praise God for it anyway. Because, you know, you are alive. You're breathing. At least you're speaking to people. Like I'm doing right now, I'm in the studio. I am preaching to people I can't see. But listen, I got faith that you are right there listening to me, because I get feedback through this technology. It tells me how many people have tuned in and people are listening to this particular broadcast, you see. When I talk about the numbers of how many people have been listening to us, I'm not just driving through the wilderness. I'm telling the truth. We are more than close to about 6,000 people who have been listening to this broadcast since I began. See, so there is favor for me in the ministry of broadcasting. I was doing well when I was in Africa, having my own congregation, getting land, building homes and doing stuff and having crusades. But the trajectory has changed. God's doing of things has changed. I'm not going to say, well, maybe the anointing is gone. No, it's not gone. It's on me. It's just that God has changed the strategy of outreach. The ministry is going through a 180 degrees turn. So when God changes his mode operandi, the form of operation, modus operandi, the way God is going to act, the form of operation, you will have to flow with the Lord. See, when the modus operandi changes, change with the Lord. See, when people look from the outside. Just because you don't have a fixed church and you don't have a congregation you're speaking to, they say, hey, the anointing is gone. Well, you are a liar. Where has the anointing gone to? It's still on us. Just because God, at that particular time, has not opened doors for us to start having a live church with members seated in thousands, God changes the way he does things. You understand? And so just because there is a change in the spirit does not mean God has taken away the calling upon your life. For I've read somewhere in the Bible where it says the gifts and callings of God are without repentance. See, once God calls you as an evangelist, he's not going to change his mind and say, hey, I forget about that call. It's done. You know, I'm giving you something else. No. When you are in the full-time ministry code as an apostle, you will be an apostle and die as an apostle. God doesn't just change his mind over your call. He can't break his own word. His scripture is the word. It says the callings and anointings of God are without repentance. That means when God calls you for a specific duty or job to do in the ministry, he will not change his mind. And so, friends, when certain things become tough, when the going gets heavy, sometimes God has just changed his modus operandi. God is making you rethink. Are you going to continue to do what you've been doing? Or God wants you to do a new thing? You know, in Africa, people are very much used to seeing crowds and people sitting in church. And when somebody is preaching on radio like I am, on television, and that's your full-time call, they think something is wrong. No, look at Jimmy Swaggart. Jimmy Swaggart, okay, before he's four, he preached to thousands and thousands and millions of people across the world. When I was in Africa, we listened to Jimmy Swaggart through his ministry. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Twitter. I'm on all these heavy social media. You know? And guess what? I'm reaching thousands. These are free platforms of interaction where you can interact with people around the world. Use what God has given you. Step into open doors. Don't try and fight against closed doors. For the Bible says, now, when they had gone through Phrygia and the regions of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Imagine, forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word. Not to go play, but to preach the word in Asia. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba. here in Dallas, Texas, the United States of America, signing off from this broadcast and saying, discern the will of God, and may God bless you. We'll talk to you again. And this is our end. Bye-bye.